Omni Gladio Ancipiti, a supernatural story, written by Life Evolutionary and read by Calicuria, as a gift for Katie Hart.
This story is rated explicit, does not contain content which might necessitate warnings, features the relationships Gabriel Sam Winchester and Castiel Dean Winchester, and has been tagged for wingfic, telepathy, and psychic bond.
Every angel had many blades, each with its own purpose. Many tools for many jobs, because they all fought, even the messenger. An angel only had one sword. Rarely seen, and even more infrequently used, it was less a weapon and more an extension of angelic self. When an angel or their chosen bearer wielded the blade, it lit with holy fire and gave protection from all lesser weapons. Only one bearer could be chosen per angel. The Archangel Gabriel had never chosen a bearer for his sword. Until now. There had never been a human bearer. Until now. Sam was about to be overpowered by almost a whole nest of demons when it happened. The few that weren't surrounding him were keeping Dean and Cass busy, and Sam had lost the knife somewhere over the other side of the room. It was pretty much the definition of screwed six ways from sideways, but Sam had never been any good at giving up gracefully. He reached behind himself, trying to find something, anything, to use as a weapon, even though he knew that anything he found would be useless. One moment there was nothing. The next, his hand closed around something that felt suspiciously, amazingly, like a sword hilt. Sensation rushed up his arm, a flood of familiarity, belonging, home, mine, and he swung the blade up and round before he was even conscious of making the decision. It felt like instinct and muscle memory that Sam knew he didn't have, but he didn't have time to worry about it because there was fire racing up and covering the blade. A flaming sword. He was wielding a flaming sword. What the fuck? The demons shied back as if they were all being operated by the same puppet master, and Sam was aware of a word hissed in disgust and fear, flying through their ranks. Bearer, bearer, bearer. He wondered what it meant. That it apparently meant run like hell became evident as a flood of black smoke and falling vessels signaled the departure of the demons. Sam stared, meeting Dean's confused expression through the clearing smoke. When he moved on to Cass's absolutely poleaxed expression, the familiar feeling of something really important had just happened and he didn't understand it at all solidified. Unfortunately, Sam knew his life well enough to realize that everything had just gotten infinitely more complicated. The moment Sam's hand closed on the hilt of his sword, Gabriel felt it. He didn't realize what it was at first, just registered a weird, itching hum at the back of his brain and a sudden strange sense of completeness. He snapped himself away from the womanizer he just finished making impotent. A trickster archangel had to do something to keep himself occupied while the apocalypse happened, and flung himself in the direction of the oddness, giving his wings a stretch for once. It wasn't until he'd landed, still undetectable, he wasn't stupid, in a room containing little brother Castiel, who looked like you could knock him down with a feather, Dean Winchester, who looked confused, and Sam Winchester, who was wielding Gabriel's actual fucking sword, that he realized what the tingling in the back of his mind was. It was the call of his bearer. Okay, what? Choosing a bearer for your sword was the most intimate bond an angel could create, save a marriage bond. There could only ever be one, and it was pretty damn permanent. Gabriel had never wanted to be tied to anyone that way, so he'd never chosen. He watched Sam shift his gaze from Cass to the sword in his hand. Stunned silent. Apparently, Gabriel had chosen now, though he hadn't meant to do it. He'd accidentally bonded himself, for life, to a human. He'd made a human the bearer of his sword. Gabriel couldn't quite get his mind around that. It was too big, too sudden. He had to keep looking at the idea side on, trying to comprehend the fact that Lucifer's true vessel was wielding his sword, a weapon that was essentially a piece of Gabriel's soul. Gabriel had thought he had better control over his powers than to let that happen, but then he'd never been very good at controlling himself when it came to Sam, so maybe he should have expected this. He briefly considered snapping himself visible and demanding the sword back, but he knew it was pointless. Now the sword had bonded with Sam, he would go to him whenever he had need of it, and there was nothing Gabriel could do about that. He tilted his head as he considered the implications, unconsciously imitating Castiel's now thoughtful expression. Maybe it was better this way. At least now he didn't have to worry about Sam getting himself killed when Gabriel wasn't there to stop him. He didn't even try to deny to himself that he'd been worrying. If he hadn't been, the sword never would have gone to Sam in the first place. Oh yeah, Gabriel was still absolutely screwed in that sense, but this mistake might actually work to his advantage after all. He'd have to watch and see how things turned out. It might even be entertaining. Dean was the first to break the silence. Cass had one of those expressions on his face that meant he was thinking deep thoughts, and Sam's brain was still stuck on a closed loop of, "What the fuck? This can't be good."
"Would someone like to explain to me what the hell just happened?"
Sam pulled himself together enough to speak. "I'd kind of like to know that myself."
"Well, you're the one who just pulled a flaming sword out of frickin' nowhere. Which you're still holding, by the way. You want to put that down?"
Sam stared at him blankly for a moment, before what Dean said actually registered. He moved over to a table that had managed to remain standing, and laid the sword down, wondering if it would char the wood. It didn't. As soon as Sam stopped touching it, the flames died, and the sword was just silver and metal. Nothing to indicate that a moment ago it had been on fire. Dean tentatively reached out a hand to touch the hilt, and Sam was a fraction of a second away from yelling at him to stop when Cass beat him to it.
"Do not touch it."
Cass grabbed Dean's wrist and pulled him back.
"It is not meant for you. It will burn you."
Dean turned to frown at him.
"Oh, what? Cass, do you know what this is?"
"It is an archangel's sword," Cass said solemnly. They both stared at him. Sam really hoped he hadn't heard that right, and not just because audible capital letters were never a good sign. "A what?" he asked, but he was drowned out by Dean speaking over him.
"An archangel. You don't mean..."
Dean trailed off, giving Cass an uncharacteristically pleading look. "Yes, Dean." Cass's voice was overly serious, even for him. Sam wondered if either of them was ever going to get round to explaining anything to the guy in the room who wasn't part of the telepathic couple-speak thing they had going on. "The sword belongs to Gabriel." For Sam, the world whited out at that revelation. He thought he should be hearing Dean swearing, but he couldn't get past the roaring in his ears and the sudden rush of hate, lust, anger, amusement, resentment, safe, danger, mine, that flooded through him. Emotion and memory and instinct all warring to control his dominant reaction to the Archangel's name. His awareness came back to the sound of Dean's voice.
"What's it doing here? And how come Sam can touch it and I can't?"
Castiel looked half perplexed, half pissed off. It was the first time Sam had seen that expression when it wasn't caused by something Dean had done.
"No one can touch the sword of an Archangel except the Archangel in question and their chosen bearer."
Sam jerked. "Bearer? That's what the demons said, what they called me."
"It is what you are."
Cass didn't look like he was paying attention to what he was saying, like he was speaking on autopilot while trying to figure something out.
"You are now the chosen of an archangel. What I cannot figure out is why."
"Thanks," Sam snarked back before he could stop himself. Dean rolled his eyes, but it did jerk Cass's attention back into the here and now enough for him to give Sam a baffled, "What?" look, before he apparently decided to ignore it as another sign of human weirdness and went back to looking perplexed.
What benefit could Gabriel possibly gain by binding himself to you in this way? Unless he has decided to aid us...
Dean cut Cass off.
Yeah, like that's ever gonna happen.
Sam reran Cass's question through his mind, and smacked headfirst into one very unsettling word.
What do you mean, binding himself to me?
He asked warily.
There may only ever be one bearer chosen per angel in all of that angel's life. It cannot be undone or transferred.
Sam just gaped at him. Dean apparently missed how much of a bombshell Cass had just dropped on them, because his next question didn't even make a passing reference to the fact that Sam now appeared to be bonded for life to an archangel turned trickster.
You said angel, not archangel. Does that mean you've got one of these swords?
Dean gestured to the not flaming at the moment sword still sitting innocently on the table.
I do.
So why have you never used it? It looked like it was pretty kick-ass demon deterrent, and we need all the firepower we can get.
Cass shifted his shoulders slightly, which Sam had come to realize meant that the angel was uncomfortable.
I have not been able to manifest it since I rebelled.
But Gabriel can still manifest his. Hasn't he rebelled too? Sam asked, unable to stop himself. He'd always been far too fascinated with anything to do with Gabriel.
Gabriel is considerably more powerful than I. He will have been able to retain a much greater portion of his power, even after a much longer absence from heaven.
A case in point for Sam being too fascinated with Gabriel was that, right now, he could imagine Gabriel's response to that admission from Cass perfectly. The Gabriel in his imagination twirled a finger in front of his face and said, "Archangel!" in a pointedly smug voice.
Okay, as fascinating as this is, we need to be getting out of here. What are we going to do with the damn thing?
Dean gestured at the sword again. Cass frowned at him, but didn't comment on the swearing.
An angel can will his sword to his hand and away from himself with a thought. Perhaps if Sam picks it up again and... concentrates on not needing it anymore?
Cass didn't sound very sure. I'd rather not try picking something up that might burn me to a crisp. Sam drifted closer to the sword anyway. Something about it made him really want to pick it up, and it was kind of freaking him out.
It will not.
Now Cass sounded sure. In fact, he was using his "humans are idiots" voice.
You are its bearer. That is not in question. Your status is now inscribed on your soul and obvious to those who can see such things. The issue is whether you have the mental discipline required to banish it.
Sam rolled his eyes and reached for the sword's hilt. Ignoring Dean's worried,
"Hey!"
he wrapped his fingers around the cool metal and lifted it, watching the flames rush up the blade again. Turning his attention inward, Sam tried to pin down his awareness of the sword. He could feel it in the back of his mind, but when he concentrated on it, it didn't feel at all like he'd thought it would. When he managed to make the sword disappear from his hand, it felt less like banishing it, and more like sending it back to Gabriel. Before Sam could figure out how he felt about that, Dean clapped his hands together with fake joviality.
Right then, gang. Can we please go now, before the cops turn up and we have to escape from another police station?
Sam made a face, one which he knew Dean would classify as a bitch face, and turned to leave, bending to retrieve Ruby's knife as he did so.
Great,
Dean said, still keeping up the fake cheerfulness.
And Sammy, if you could not magic up any more weird angel weapons from out of thin air, that would be awesome.
Sam flipped him off without looking round, and really hoped he was imagining the echo of Gabriel's laughter.
Sometimes Sam really loathed Zachariah. Most of the time he just hated the bastard, because it was hard to keep up a proper loathing when he had more immediate bad guys to worry about. But when the asshole sent 5 of his angel goons after them, then Sam could spare the mental space for a good, strong loathing.
One of them was holding Dean,
Sam tried not to let his brother's yelling and struggling distract him from fending off the one attempting to kill him. The other three were circling Cass. Sam spun away from a knife blow and came close enough to hear what the angel pinning Dean was saying.
"Cease struggling, Dean Winchester, or I will be forced to harm you. Your companions may be under a death sentence, but Michael would prefer you intact."
"I'll show you a death sentence, you winged bastard."
Sam didn't get to hear the rest of Dean's threats, because the next blow from the angel attacking him forced him to drop and roll.
"You will stop running away, abomination,"
the angel growled at him. When Sam just sneered at him, he smiled evilly.
"You will wish you hadn't forced me into this, vessel of Satan."
Sam rolled his eyes as the angel vanished his angel blade. "Will you quit it with the name-calling? It's really not..." A sword manifested in the angel's hand and rushed with flame. "Necessary." Sam backed away. The angel didn't let him get very far. With a satisfied expression, he swung the sword at Sam's head. The look of shock on his face as his swing was blocked by an equally fiery blade would be immensely satisfying for Sam later when he had time to appreciate it. Now he used the angel's shocked stillness at the sight of an abomination bearing an archangel's sword to shove the angel's attack aside and run him through. Sam yanked the sword free as the angel's eyes lit up in death and then ran to help Cass. Sam caught one of Cass's attackers by surprise, slashing the blade through the angel's neck as he tried to sneak up on Cass. The shock of one of their number falling to Sam's sword allowed Cass to release his blade, which had been locked with that of one of the attackers, and moved to stand at Sam's back. They circled, each keeping their attacker in sight, but aware of guarding each other's back. When the angel in front of Sam attempted to exchange his blade for his sword, Sam used the distraction to attack. With one swing, he caught the angel's sword arm, making him drop the blade. With the next, he swung the sword in an arc, taking advantage of the skill he shouldn't have to shove the sword straight through the angel's heart. Turning, sword raised in preparation, Sam grinned at the sight in front of him. Cass pulled his blade from his attacker's throat and let the body fall to the floor. Dean, who'd finally managed to throw off the angel trying to hold him, had snatched up the angel's own blade and was now viciously twisting it in the angel's chest. Once Dean was back on his feet, he glared at the still flaming sword in Sam's grasp.
"I thought we agreed you weren't going to use that thing."
"I didn't exactly summon it deliberately." Sam sent the sword back to Gabriel, and then folded his arms. It was kind of a life-or-death situation.
"Again. That's why you ended up with the damn thing last time."
Sam opened his mouth, but his response died on his lips as he thought about it. "The attacks on us have been escalating recently. Cass, could that be Gabriel's game plan? Is making me a bearer the equivalent of putting a great big target on my back?" Cass cocked his head to the side, puzzled.
"You are the destined vessel of Lucifer. You already have a target on your back."
Sam rolled his eyes. He wished people would stop pointing that out.
"But no. If anything, by making you his bearer, Gabriel has afforded you powerful protection. To anyone who can see your status and actually take the time to look."
Sam smirked. Cass being sarcastic about the idiots who followed Zachariah was awesome.
"It should be a considerable deterrent, even if you do not summon it and reveal whose sword it is."
"So, if he doesn't summon it, no one can tell whose it is. Gabriel didn't sign his soul graffiti?"
Dean asked, a mixture of amused and disappointed.
"Sam doesn't have property of Gabriel written across his insides."
Cass raised an eyebrow at him.
"No more than you bearing my mark means you have property of Castiel written across yours."
Sam folded in half, bracing his hands on his thighs, his hysterical laughter making it impossible to stay upright. Recalling Cass's smugly amused look, he thought Gabriel would be proud of his little brother. Following Sam around was an experience. Gabriel hadn't been exposed to this many of his brothers since he'd skipped out of heaven and gone pagan. The fact that most of them were quickly dispatched by Sam's hand and Gabriel's sword hurt, but not as much as he'd thought it would.
At some point, his perspective had shifted and taken his loyalties along for the ride. Now, as he watched his brothers attack the Winchesters and Castiel, he was starting to wish his brothers a quick defeat, though he still winced at every blow, from both sides. Another thing he'd learned was that the Winchesters' unfortunate habit of getting temporarily attached to the victim they saved was still very much in evidence, and Gabriel wasn't the only one who'd noticed. He contemplated the girl currently sitting in the back seat of the Impala as Dean and Sam drove her back to the town she'd been abducted from. Unfortunately for the boys, Cass wasn't with them to notice the angelic tracker imprinted into her soul. Gabriel was still debating with himself about whether to snap in and inform them of the danger, even though he didn't really want to show himself just yet, when they pulled into a suspiciously empty parking lot. He felt the tracker activate, and the angel on the other end of it... Oh, that was just typical. Damn Zachariah. The three of them were out of the Impala now, and before Gabriel could decide what to do either way, Zachariah had manifested behind the girl and knocked her unconscious at his feet.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? The Winchesters, somehow, miraculously.
The sarcasm Zach put into that word was almost tangible.
Alive, even though I sent five angels to apprehend you. Two pathetic humans and a rebel angel slowly losing his grace. What advantage could you possibly possess that would allow you to survive that?
What did you do to her? Sam growled.
Zachariah waved a negligent hand and stepped over the girl, closer to Sam. Gabriel had to resist the urge to step between them.
Calm down. She'll be fine. She...
He stopped as he took his first proper look at Sam, and then laughed. It was a sound that grated on Gabriel's nerves.
A bearer! A bearer! Castiel has made you his bearer! That's the ace up your sleeve! Pathetic! Though admittedly surprising. I'd have assumed, Castiel.
Zach turned to address their little brother, who'd appeared in the parking lot surprisingly soon after Zach had.
That if you still had enough grace to summon your sword, and were idiot enough to make a human...
He said the word like most people would say cockroach.
Your bearer, you would have bestowed the honor on Dean here, considering your weakness for him. But no matter.
Zachariah turned back to Sam.
It won't be your protection much longer. The sword of a graceless little Thursday's angel is nothing compared to mine.
As Zach's sword appeared in his grasp, Gabriel felt the tug on his grace that meant Sam was preparing to summon their sword, and grinned. He couldn't wait to see the smug look wiped off Zachariah's face. Zach swung, and the tug became the snap of connection that accompanied the wielding of his sword by its bearer. The clash of metal on metal seemed almost deafening, and the look of fear that flashed across Zach's face as he realized his mistake was priceless. Sam grinned malevolently.
Who said anything about Cass's sword?
Sam swung the sword at Zachariah in a graceful arc of movement that Gabriel remembered being taught by Michael. Zach just managed to block it, and then stumbled back with wide eyes.
You can't be Gabriel's bearer! Gabriel is dead!
Zach cried in protest.
Hey, what?
I think you'd take exception to that, Sam said, calmly taking another swing. This time Zach was forced to dive to the side to avoid it, leaving his back to Dean and Cass.
You're damn right I would. He hasn't been seen in heaven in millennia!
Now Zach sounded desperate, as if he was trying to convince even himself. Behind the two combatants, Gabriel saw Cass stealthily toss his angel blade to Dean, who was further from Zachariah's line of sight.
Of course not! He's been having a lot more fun down here!
The two sword blades locked, and Sam bore down on Zachariah with a satisfied smile. Gabriel watched as Dean pulled back for his killing strike, and did absolutely nothing to stop it. He watched the blade plunge into the back of Zachariah's neck, and all he felt was relief that none of the others had been hurt. Gabriel's perspective had shifted, his loyalties had changed, and he was pretty sure it was all Sam Winchester's fault. According to Cass, the sigils scrimshawed into their ribs were still keeping them hidden, but somehow the angels kept finding them anyway. It wasn't like Sam wasn't consistently kicking their asses, yet they still kept coming back for more. You'd think they'd have learned after what Team Free Will had done to Zachariah. Unfortunately, while the angels hadn't learned when to run, they had learned when to be sneaky. Apparently, had finally sunk in, announcing their presence and giving Sam time to summon his sword was a really bad idea. It didn't start to hurt until Sam looked down, wondering what the sudden pressure on the center of his chest was. The hilt of the angel blade was the only part visible. The rest was buried in Sam's chest. The pain hit him all at once, and Sam had to clench his teeth to hold back the whimper that wanted to escape. The angel wielding the blade smiled maliciously and twisted the knife. It was all Sam could do to hold himself upright against the sharp spear of pain that wanted to force him to his knees. "So this is the unkillable abomination, the sword-wielding vessel of Lucifer. Your stolen weapon won't help you if you don't get the chance to draw it, demon boy," the angel gloated. Sam couldn't banter back. Staying upright and silent was taking all his willpower. He was done for, he knew. Dean and Cass weren't there to save him, and breathing was like inhaling fire, but he wouldn't give this angel the satisfaction of seeing him die curled into a whimpering, pain-filled ball. "That's what you think." Sam thought he was hallucinating the familiar voice, until he caught sight of a familiar blade swinging through the periphery of his vision. The angel barely had time to go wide-eyed before Gabriel's sword sliced through his neck. The body fell, and Sam would have fallen along with it if Gabriel hadn't caught him, just as his knees gave way. In a show of archangelic strength, he was lowered carefully to the ground in Gabriel's arms. Sam's vision was blacking out around the edges, but Gabriel's face was close enough that the concern in his amber eyes was clear. "Gabriel." "Hey, Sammy. I'm going to need to get this blade out of you before I can heal you." Sam stared at him blankly. Why didn't Gabriel just pull it out? For that matter, why did Gabriel even care? "That means you need to let go." A small smile twitched across Gabriel's face, amusement rising for a moment before it was suppressed by worry. Sam followed Gabriel's gaze as it flicked downward, and after a puzzled moment realized that the hand clenched around the blade's hilt was his own. He didn't remember grabbing hold of it, and it took him painful seconds to manage to work his fingers well enough to loosen his grip. Gabriel pulled Sam's hand free entirely, and then entwined their fingers together. Sam was so engrossed staring at their joined hands that he didn't hear Gabriel's whispered, "I'm sorry," or see him take firm hold of the blade embedded in Sam's chest and pull. The immediate jarring pain made Sam cry out and clench his fingers hard on Gabriel's hand. Gabriel didn't flinch or pull away, just brought his free hand up to press against the wound. Sam braced himself for more pain, but instead coolness sparked along his nerves, numbing his chest but reawakening his uncooperative limbs. "How do you manage it? Are you magnetized, do trouble or something?" Gabriel asked. "I leave you alone for 10 minutes at most, and you manage to get yourself fatally stabbed. Now there's a skill I bet you wish you didn't have." Gabriel wasn't making any sense. Sam tried to pull himself together enough to ask. Well, he wasn't sure what he was going to ask, but what the hell seemed it would cover most of it. What actually came out of his mouth, though, was, "You killed an angel for me."
"I did," Gabriel grimaced. "But don't remind me again, okay? 'Cause I'm trying not to think about it."
Sam opened his mouth to say, "Thank you," but was distracted. His gaze jerked up over Gabriel's shoulder by the sudden appearance of three figures.
"Gabriel!"
he gasped out.
"Behind you! Look out!"
Gabriel was releasing Sam and turning, sword ready, before Sam had even finished his warning. The transformation was shocking, almost frightening, and maybe a little bit amazing. Gabriel didn't hesitate. It was a whirlwind of movement and flame-covered metal. This wasn't the Gabriel Sam knew, irreverent and full of himself, with a fondness for terrible jokes, bad TV, and candy. This was Gabriel, the archangel of a powerful and vengeful god. The angel of judgment, serious and deadly, and very pissed off. The other angels didn't stand a chance. Gabriel stood with his back to Sam, silent, for a long few seconds once he'd won, and by the time he was crouching down by Sam again, the Gabriel Sam knew was back behind his eyes. Though his gaze was warmer than Sam had seen before. The hand returned to Sam's wound, the healing mojo once again sparking along his nerves. "So, I also probably shouldn't remind you of that bit just now, huh?"
Gabriel wouldn't meet his eyes.
"I'd appreciate it." Sam fumbled around until he found Gabriel's free hand and entwined their fingers together.
"Gabriel,"
he said, squeezing Gabriel's hand in his, waiting to continue until Gabriel looked him in the eye.
"Thank you."
"Yeah, well, can't have you dying on me. Not when we're having so much fun with the whole sword thing."
Before Sam could ask about that, because, seriously, Gabriel owed him a pretty huge explanation of the whole sword thing, Gabriel had pulled his hand away from Sam's wound, from where Sam's wound had been, and in another show of inhuman strength, yanked Sam to his feet.
"There we go. Good as new. Now, for Dad's sake, try to be more careful, okay? The sword's no good if you're not paying attention, and I can't come running to your rescue every time."
He wiggled his fingers at Sam in farewell, and then he was just gone, vanished back into the air with a snap. Sam stared at the place where he had been for a good few minutes before he managed to shake the perplexed astonishment.
He looked at his watch and swore, taking off at a run. He was late. Dean would be wondering where the hell he'd got to. How his little brother and the Winchesters had managed to survive for so long without him looking after them, Gabriel would never know. At least this time it wasn't angel ass he had to kick from here to scattered atoms. He would have thought Castiel could handle a few demons by himself, but no. Okay, so it was more like half a dozen, but still. Gabriel had to step in and save the day again. "You're hopeless. You know that, right?"
His brother was sprawled on the floor where one of the demons had flung him. Gabriel offered him a hand up.
"I don't even want to know how you managed to get into this mess."
Castiel accepted his hand, and Gabriel jerked him to his feet.
"Maybe you can offer me some enlightenment on that score, brother."
Oh, Cass was pissed. That was his do-not-mess-with-me voice. Gabriel was kind of impressed that he had the balls to use it on an archangel.
"The attacks on us have increased exponentially since you made Sam your bearer."
"You think I'm going to get you guys killed?"
Gabriel asked, incredulous. Okay, so historically it might have been a good guesstimate of his intentions, but things were different now.
"I think it is likely that you are playing toward an endgame of your own devising, and that we are just pawns to you."
Castiel clenched his fists.
"You're getting better at your metaphors, I'll give you that, but your reasoning is screwed. I've been saving your sorry asses. Why would I do that, at great risk to myself, if I wanted you dead?"
Castiel's face was blank as he spoke. Gabriel wondered if Dean had taught him poker yet. He'd probably be awesome at bluffing if he ever managed to understand the point of it.
"Helping us to survive these attacks, which you brought on us in the first place, could be a ruse to gain our trust."
It was a wonderfully cynical argument. Obviously, spending time around the Winchesters had knocked some of the shine off Castiel's naivete. "Huh, you're not as stupid as your obsession with Dean would suggest. It's still not a feasible scenario, though. If I was your enemy, I never would have made Sam my bearer."
Castiel frowned at him.
My obsession with Dean?
Of course, that would be the bit that he would focus on, rather than Gabriel's wonderfully persuasive argument. Oh, come on. Anyone with more than two brain cells to rub together could tell that you're totally ass over elbows for him.
Gabriel huffed out his annoyance, and dragged himself back on track to his intended goal of trying to persuade Castiel he was sincere.
But that's not important right now. What's important is that you understand that while making Sam my bearer attracted a lot of attention to you from upstairs and down below, it also gave you a weapon considerably more powerful than anything you had before.
What he didn't say was, which you need, because I hate to break it to you, little brother, but you don't have enough grace anymore to keep Sam and Dean safe, or keep yourself hidden.
And anyway, Sammy dying right now would be really bad for my mental state.
Gabriel took a deep breath, some human habits were hard to break, and continued.
And, for the purposes of my earlier analogy, neither Lucy nor the boys upstairs have more than two brain cells to rub together, and have therefore decided that the sword Sam's bearing must be yours. Which is totally stupid, because if you could manifest your sword, you'd never give it to anyone but Dean, so...
Gabriel trailed off, aware that had been quite a spectacular rant, even for him. Castiel had tilted his head, and was looking at him in fascination. It was unnerving. You are in love with Sam Winchester. It wasn't a question.
Gabriel gaped at him for a long second, because how the hell had Castiel figured that out? Gabriel had only just figured that out for himself, and he'd made damn sure he wasn't broadcasting it, so even if Cass had enough grace to tune in to Gabriel's personal arcane